Well, and as you were just describing it, in looking at the sales tax and what relatively little people from other states pay when they come and use the products and services here in Wisconsin, is that part of the picture especially intriguing to you? You know, to put it colloquially, the stick it to Illinoisans, maybe.
Well, there are some folks in the tax reform roundtable that might have used that exact expression, but, you know, I think that there is logic there in that, you know, when you go down to Illinois, let's say you're going to go down to Chicago or you're going to take in Navy Pier, or maybe you're going to go down and you're going to visit the home of Ulysses S. Grant. You're going down to Illinois. Well, you're going to use their toll roads, right? We don't have access to that type of taxation or fee collection here in Wisconsin. And so there are a lot of folks who say, there are a lot of people who use our amenities here, who use our roads and bridges, and get to experience the tremendous things that Wisconsin has to offer, and yet still don't really pay the way we do here in our state. On top of that, we don't get a lot of credit for having a low sales tax. Every year we see those business rankings come out, and everybody calls it something a little bit different, but usually it's a ranking 1 through 50 of the best states in which to do business. Well, nobody gives us any credit for the low sales tax, but we really get nicked on having high property and high income taxes in our state. Now, we're getting a little bit of credit over the last couple of years because a lot of these rankings have acknowledged the fact that the governor has already signed into relief about $1.5 billion. And then when you consider that our legislature has just made a deal and the governor will end up signing into law another about $5 in tax relief, we're looking at $2 billion in tax relief. So a lot of these business rankings are taking that into consideration, but we're still moving up in dribs and drafts. There's been no exceptional move besides that CEO magazine move that happened our first year. We'd like to see more of those. We'd like to see more of these surveys sit up and take notice of how Wisconsin is doing business now in a brand new way.